Andrew Schneider and KRLS Radio here with Chase Lauman, headed to you and I signing today to become a Panther. First of all, huge congratulations. Ultimately, why you and I, and what does it mean to be moving on to the next level?
Yeah, so for you and I just really liked the team when I went on my visit there. It was just a fun time. I really like especially the track program where they're going. They have a really talented middle distance program, and I'm really excited to join that team. And on top of that, with academics, they are known for having one of the best accounting programs in the nation, which I'm planning in majoring in right now.
Well, last time you and I talked, it was at the end of the state cross-country meet. You're being held up by your teammates at the finish line, and now here you are getting ready for track. And I understand you're doing both at UNI. How excited are you to carry on both sports, knowing what they've meant to you personally and all the great memories you've had here at Pella?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I mean, the memories I've had at Pella, just with my teammates and stuff, through track and cross-country, have just been amazing and life-changing. So, I mean, I'm just hoping for more of that in the future at UNI.
And in terms of your future, especially in track, how do you kind of fit in? Are you still going to be doing a lot of the same things you think you'll be doing here in high school? Or how does the coaching staff see you and your potential?
Yeah, for now, I think I am doing around the same things. I think I'll be specifically a miler, but things can change. We'll see how cross country goes, obviously. And yeah, but I think it'll be pretty similar stuff to what I'm doing right now.
Well, and there's still a lot of excitement yet to be had for your high school career, coming off of a runner-up finish from state track a year ago. Obviously, you guys wanted the title. You lost a lot of great athletes, but it doesn't seem like it's a rebuilding year. I'm guessing there's a ton of excitement. How excited are you to get this track season going?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I think the team is looking really strong. A lot of people are putting in work throughout this winter. And although we lost a lot of people, I think a lot of other teams lost a lot of people too. So there's not really a team out there that I think that can beat us right now. So we'll see how things go, but I think we'll be towards the top of three again this year.
Well, and you as an individual, I know you like talking about the team, but you're the top returning miler and 800 runner from a year ago in terms of time in your state finish. And I'm guessing that's got you excited about prospects too. Notwithstanding other guys working hard and some good newcomers who are coming in, but I imagine you're excited for yourself. And how are you doing individually, especially in the 800, 1600, getting ready for those races?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working really hard right now, especially with not doing basketball this year. I really just went all in, especially just getting healthy after a cross-country injury. Took a couple months off of just to get healthy from that. But now I'm just training a lot, doing more than I ever have before a track season. So I'm just really excited, and I know I got to have a big load this season at state track, so I want to do as much as I possibly can for the team.
Well, and obviously the other exciting part is in your realm, you lose a great guy like Josiah, who you ran with side-by-side for 3 years, but a guy like Cannon stepping in may have a huge impact, and guys like Trey and others who've had great years, and Nathan. That group seems like you're so tight-knit, especially the cross-country guys. How excited are you to see those guys step up and maybe make you guys a really big force and one of the best distance crews in the entire state?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited, especially after coming off cross-country. I feel like a lot of our guys have a lot more confidence going to track this season of what they're capable of, and there's only so many spots, so I think a lot of guys are going to be fighting, especially for those 4x8 spots. But I mean, we have a lot of depth, and I feel like on any day, anybody can take those spots, and I'm just really excited to work with those guys all season.
And how do you balance the expectation? Obviously, you've been on two great teams the last two seasons. Obviously, you want to get to state championship Saturday, compete for a state title. But how do you also enjoy the moments in between, and how are you trying to be a leader for this team, knowing that you want a bunch of trophies and you want to enjoy every day with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to stay in the moment, run each meet, try to win as many races as we can, as many meets as we can in that lead up, and just compete hard every race. And we know that if we just keep working hard each and every day, we can get to that goal that we want.
And how do you hope this sets the stage for you jumping into UNI this final spring? What are you going to put into it, knowing that the next time you'll be running after Championship Saturday, you'll likely be in the purple and gold as opposed to the green and white?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to put down some fast times, just get me prepared for that college racing, and hopefully put up some competitive times that can maybe be competitive in college even this year.
Yeah, and maybe even some Drake Relays times too. We'll see. It's Chase Lauman, headed to UNI, and of course has a big spring ahead of him for track. Chase, always a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you out in the Oval.
Thank you.